Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hello, TGIF, and welcome back to your weekly bonus episode of Confessions of a Trainwreck. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and queen of the train wrecks, who is oh so happy to be back in your ears for yet another week. So this week, the podcast episode was a little bit different. It was a little bit more of what I'd call probably a more serious discussion, which you do know that I like to do from time to time. So if you tuned in on Tuesday, you'll know that the episode was about feminism and the patriarchy and how I kind of became super woke about those issues a couple of months ago, and I didn't really deal with it as well, or probably a better way to say it is as maturely as I could have dealt with it. So can we just talk for a minute about how much we love Keisha? Now, Keisha is a friend of mine who I met at work a couple of years ago, and she was actually on the podcast, as I mentioned on Tuesday, way, way back in season one, where we did a really, really funny episode about housemates. But she is honestly one of those people that I turn to probably most in my life for advice, I would say, because she's just so damn wise. She reads a lot. She listens to a lot of really intelligent podcasts, including my own. And I honestly just love engaging in these kinds of conversations with her. So if you haven't caught up on that episode yet, I highly recommend that you go and catch up now. So if you have listened, then you'll be stoked to know that I have a little bit more for you in the way of a bonus episode this week. So as I mentioned on Tuesday, I honestly wish that I'd kept the mic rolling because we got into a really good conversation after we spoke about feminism and the patriarchy, about cancel culture and social media. And it inspired me to do a little bonus episode with Keisha about some of the feminists that we personally follow. So if you're looking for a little bit of inspiration in that department and ways you can kind of attune yourself to those conversations with some really intelligent women on social media, then I encourage you to keep listening. So these women are honestly such queens and have really, really helped me change my own views and my own kind of personal perception on things, which is why I genuinely love engaging in their content. And that is both on Instagram and through their podcast as well. So I really hope you like the episode. And as always, if you have any requests for either episode topics or for podcast guests, please, please, please do me a solid and slide into my DMs and let me know, because I always want to make sure that I'm giving you guys what you want to. Enjoy the episode.
No, I don't really care. I don't really care. Yeah. This boy, it's none of your business. If I'm a mad woman.
Keisha, my love, welcome back to Friday. Just a quick one, because as I mentioned in the narration part of the episode, I'm really angry that I didn't keep the microphone rolling after that episode, because we got into this amazing discussion about amazing feminists that you can follow on Instagram who might help you either A, get in touch with how you're feeling, or B, resonate with how you're feeling, or C, give you kind of some ideas on ways you can act. Let's start with Clementine Ford, because she is one that we both follow on Instagram, and she has the best little like bite-sized pieces of content that are so digestible, and she so clearly articulates her messages.
Yeah.
And I feel like a good place for anyone to start, as I said in my advice part of the episode, are with her deep dives on movies.
Yeah, she puts so much content out there, such great content, and really supportive of women and really a great community of women. I love following everything that she does, like she put her Friday Bites, everything. I even subscribe to her Patreon because she puts so much effort into everything that she does. Yeah, definitely. Like her content is definitely, you know, I think it does a lot of the conversations in with Australian women, particularly like our, you know, like, of all ages. I think she's just such a great kind of Australian feminist. Yeah.
And I think she gets so much hate, which is so fucked, but she shares that hate, and the way she claps back to it is so intelligent. And honestly, I think it's really inspiring.
Yeah.
And I think it gives you almost the permission that you need, or not permission that you need, but almost the confidence to know that it's okay to fight back,
yeah,
to people who are putting you in those baskets.
Yeah, I just love her thing about, like, dump your husband. Like, at the end of the day, she's kind of, like, got this, like, campaign. And you're really making women, I guess, come to terms with the fact that the bar is actually really low out there with men, and that we can't, I guess, cop that standard anymore. So, yeah, I think she's just a really good kind of, like, support system for women, and just a great feminist and a great kind of, like, point of education and person to follow.
100%.
And her books are great too. Definitely.
I actually haven't read her books. I've listened to her podcast and obviously follow her Instagram intently, but I've never actually read her books.
Yeah, they're really good. I think I've got Boys Will Be Boys and Fight Like a Girl. So, yes.
My number two would be obviously Abby Chatfield. And she is no stranger to people who've been listening to this podcast for a while, because Abby has been on this podcast twice before. But I just am so honestly awestruck by Abby daily for the fact that she is young, not that age has anything to do with anything, but that she is so confident in her opinions and her belief, and she puts so much out there.
Yeah, definitely in terms of, like, liberal feminism of, like, and sexual liberation as well. I think she's just really great at, like, opening the conversation around our bodies, around sex, relationships. It's just, and she's just got such a way of being, like, vulnerable and really relatable as well as just hilarious. So yeah, love her content.
And I think we also need to preface this by saying that these women are so brave in light of especially cancel culture. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in now, if you put one foot out of line or say one thing that someone doesn't like and the haters jump on that bandwagon, you can so easily be canceled. And I feel like that's why the safe option is to say nothing and to do nothing. But these women are out there demantling that every single day with the content that they're putting out. And I think it's so important for people to be consuming that content all the time.
Yeah, and I think they're more so with cancel culture too. They're more so about kind of they're kind of got a position where they're kind of educating people about feminism and putting themselves out there, but they're not perpetuating any problems in terms of, like, it's hard to explain. Like, that, it. I think cancel culture sometimes comes from a place where people are seeing people do things incorrectly as well. So it's like both sides, that they're putting themselves out there to be judged and to be harassed and abused by people, but also their approach is just really genuine. They really understand where they sit, I guess, in that privilege as well, and really speak up for other issues as well, which I find really important. Like, especially a lot of kind of First Nations problems, they're always standing up for that, as well as, you know, part of, like, the LGBTQI plus community as well. So I think they just really use their platform to inspire change.
100%.
Yeah.
My third would be Jamelia Jamil.
Yes.
And I only found her not that long ago. It would have been maybe a year ago when she did that post about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
And it got so much attention. And I started listening to her podcast religiously. And if you are looking for a place to start with Jamelia Jamil, yes, might I recommend you listening to her episode with Jane Fonda? Because it is a game changer. That was one of the best podcast episodes I think I've ever listened to. And I only listened to it last week.
Yeah.
It's like a relatively new-ish episode, but it was like two of the most incredible women chatting for an hour and a half. Everyone needs to listen to that episode, I'm telling you. The content Jamelia puts out, not only in a podcast, but also on Instagram, I think, go and have a look.
And I think also in the interim, you know, I'm more of a book nerd in that sense. And I think, you know, there's such great books out there, and I think you can really open your perspective around that as well. I always recommend, like, in particularly with feminism, also reading a lot of, I guess, First Nations or books of women of color, because, you know, feminism plays so many roles, and intersectional feminism, and how not one shoe fits all.
Mm-hmm.
So 100% read literature from First Nations women as well. And I'm reading a really great book, and I think I referenced it in your podcast at the moment, that everyone should read. It was actually a suggestion in one of Clem's podcasts by a guest, and it's we need new stories, and so that was by Nazreen Malik, and she talks about gender equality and cancel culture and a lot of myths, I guess, that are myths in society, I guess, and deconstructing them, and what the problems with them, I guess. So yeah, I love that book at the moment.
I really, really need to start reading more. I need to consume less content on Instagram and more content in the books.
I think Instagram's a really great place to have that kind of reactive conversation, as we were talking about before. And the difference between the two, I think, is like books you can kind of sit with and highlight and deconstruct and actually sit with it for a while, let it sink in. Whereas Instagram's kind of getting that quick news, getting, you know, that kind of like community feedback and that reactive information. And sometimes it does lead to those blow ups with your partner. But I think a good balance of both, just to kind of be on the pulse, but at the same time, like, make sure that you're not kind of like overwhelming yourself too much as mm-hmm. well. Like, but still really keep growing and keep educating yourself with as much information as possible.
Maybe we really do need to start that book club that we've been talking about for like nearly 3 years now.
I know. That would be great.
If anyone's keen for a podcast virtual book club, hit me up.
I mean, have you read that book yet?
We're Here Monday to Friday. The one that you gave me for my birthday?
Yes.
I've read half of one.
Okay.
I don't get much time to read, but I'm going to read it.
Yeah. Okay. It would force us both to read books that are not like trashy romances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
If you guys are too, slide into my DMs. We can make a whole thing of it. Happy Friday. Bye.